This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
We are aware that we have some, you know, guys that's contracts are up. And we'll look at that and certainly have some discussions with players. And we'll look at potentially bringing back our guys. We'll look at the draft. We'll look at free agency. We'll overturn every rock to find as many good offensive linemen as we can. I think we have some good young players. And one thing that we've seen over the years with that position is guys get better as they get older.
That's Eric DaCosta, Ravens general manager. Tag window is till March 4th, mm-hmm. which is, what, 3 weeks? Ravens have plenty of free agents, and they have used the franchise tag. Lamar Jackson, Nnamdi Matabike, the last couple of years, so they're not adverse to using it. We talked about this with Kevin Ostreicher from USA Today last hour, who would be a tag-year-eight candidate, and the only one, I guess, Vinny, and I'm not saying that Patrick McCary isn't worth a franchise tag, but Ronnie Stanley, but that would come at an extremely hefty price tag.
$25.1 million, and they have $6 million in cap room right now. And Ronnie made $7.5 million last year. And he took a pay cut from 15. So all of a sudden now you're going to go from 7 to 25. I don't think there's any way in hell that they would do that, because if you franchise them, that's all cap dollars. $25 million of cap dollars. And that ain't happening, because there's too many things that they need to get done.
Now, given the unlikelihood that they're going to tag him, could an extension be part of the equation? Or has the Ronnie ship sailed to whatever, pardon me, everybody, his next NFL destination is going to be here?
I think when he took the pay cut and they redid his deal down and they allowed him to become a free agent, I think both sides knew that the end was near. And you've got, because we just heard Eric say, young guys, we got some young, talking a lot about young dudes and that young guys get better. I just think that they're going to play the young guys they got. Ronnie will be gone, and then they'll draft, you know, a right tackle, because why? He's going to get better as the season went along, just like Rosengarten did. So I think that's what. And you got a quarterback and you got a running back that make old linemen better. You know, I mean, are these guys all great players? No, but they did get better. But having a Lamar Jackson being, you know, doesn't get sacked all the time because he can run and do all that, and Derrick Henry can run through arm tackles, helps the O-line out.
Nolan, and one thing that I didn't hear, Vinny, during that cut from Eric DaCosta was, Ronnie's a priority, we'd love to keep him around. It was more or less like, man, he's cool and all, but it sounded like, without saying it, he was saying that we have in-house options and the draft. So priority number one, doesn't sound like keeping Ronnie long term is that.
Right. No. I mean, yeah, the money's just not going to be there, you know, and you probably have to commit really long term to make it somewhat feasible. So I just don't see it at all.
And they've got too many other things that, you know, like the Orioles got guys coming up. I mean, they got Lindenbaum, and they got Kyle Hamilton, and then likely, you know, they got a lot of things on the horizon here, too. And that's the thing that, you know, I'm sure Eric is doing is you know, you got a three-year plan. You look at a three-year plan, and you look at a five-year plan, and you look at a one-year plan. And then, you know, you kind of got to evaluate it all. And it comes down to choices is what it comes down to.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105. So the Fan News from the Nest. Now, staying in the AFC North, T. Higgins got tagged last year. Trey Hendrickson wants money defensively. Jamar Chase is going to get paid like Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, and rightfully so. They're saying they want to keep everybody around. Choices, a notoriously cheap organization.
Yes.
In Cincinnati with Mike Brown running things. Burrow said he'll do whatever he has to do to free up some cash to make this real. As we talk about Ronnie Stanley maybe playing his last game of the Ravens, does T. Higgins wear the black and orange of the Bengals any longer?
Well, Bob, I mean, the franchise tag for him would be close to $30 million. So
no.
You know, and how about the franchise tag for the linebacker? For Hendricks is $27 million. And Chase is going to be the highest paid. He's going to get probably $35 million a year. So I don't know how that you're going to pay all three of those guys in the $30 million range. I think it's going to be difficult. And Burrow's, Bob, he's not taking a pay cut. He's just willing to rework the numbers.
Reallocate the cash.
Yes, but, you know, he's not saying, you know, hey, let's take my salary from 55 down to 45.
Now, if T. Higgins, in hypotheticals, but this could be a reality, he hits the open market. I mean, if you're the Ravens, I mean, you can never have enough explosive players. I mean, Zay Flowers is what? Entering his third year. He keeps trending. He's going to have to get paid sooner or later. You already talked about Kyle Hamilton and Linderbaum on your offensive line. I mean, you at least inquire. Inquiring minds want to know.
I don't think they'd have, like Washington, Dallas. There's some teams that, you know, and Washington's got a ton of. I think Washington had jump New England.
Him and McLaurin together? Hello.
Yeah. And New England, Bob, I read somewhere New England's ready to pay him over $30 million a year. So I don't think the Ravens would be in that ballpark. Now, if I had to get one of those, I'd want Hendrickson.
Sure. Know? And Mike Preston, as a matter of fact, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday here on 105.7 The Fan. That the Ravens, Lamar could benefit from more pass rushers defensively getting after the opposing quarterback and helping him, you know, the ideal field position, you know what I mean, the time spent for the defense, you know, whatever. They had a ton of sacks. It's been a second in the NFL in sacks this year, but maybe it didn't feel that way.
You know?
Like last year, they felt like a team that could get to the quarterback. This year, maybe not as much, even though the sack numbers say, oh, absolutely. They were one of the best in football.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the year before, Mike McDonald, I think he did a lot of blitzing and, you know, and different guys. And Clowney played better than we thought he could play. So I think it was different. And if they could get a legit pass rusher, I mean, Bob, how many times do the opponents, you know, drive it 10, 12 plays? I mean, they can't get off the field on third down. So a legit pass rusher. I mean, to me, their number one thing is if they went and got a legit pass rusher, because, Bob, throw in two more guys after Van Oy will be a free agent after next year, and so will Oway. So what are you going to do there? So if you go get a real guy, that would be like Suggs. You know, I mean, Suggs was a dominant and somebody that you got to worry about. And there's not anybody that you really got a chip for the Ravens.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com, will join us at the bottom of the hour. How deep is this this group outside linebacker rush end types pretty deep. Can you get quality at 27 where the Ravens have done well? I mean, Zay Flowers has been a stud late. We like Nate Wiggins. Bateman finally came into his own. Oway had double-digit sacks. So, I mean, they've had their misses, but can you stick there and get what you need? We'll talk to Eric, but when we come back, it's buy or sell. Count that Turn It Up Tuesday money. We're going to talk Orioles Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun later on this hour. We're going to also break down the Orioles lineup projected versus the New York Yankees lineup projected. Remember, through the first 2.5, almost 3 months of the season, the Orioles were the top offensive team in baseball until they weren't. Can they regain that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Magic.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Eric at home, NFL.com. joining us to talk about the draft class coming up here in 2025, less than 2 weeks away from the NFL Combine and the other NFL news that's always percolating out there. Orioles start their spring training schedule Saturday against Pittsburgh. We'll talk to Matt Weirich about that. Terps host USC Thursday night, men's college basketball. Maryland women won last night. You got the Four Nations Championship with USA and Canada. Maybe they'll be fighting before the game even starts up in Boston. But right now, let's count some dough by yourself.
Well, the Dow is down 87. The S&P is up a 0.44. NASDAQ is down 28. DraftKings is down $2.85.
Ouch.
Yeah. But it was up big last week. It's 50.64, so it went up. Under Armour's down a penny, 6.64.
All right, we'll get things started here in the NBA, where we've seen a lot of all-star players on the move this season. Now that the trade deadline has come and gone, attention turns to the offseason for the next big potential shakeup. Maybe this could finally be the offseason where the Hawks decide to deal Trae Young. Atlanta, of course, has done nothing but trend down for multiple seasons at this point, and they've already made a handful of moves this season in an effort to cut salaries. The problem is, previous moves made in the past, they've already given up draft picks to San Antonio, first-round picks, for 2026 and 2027. So, a full-on rebuild or a full tanking effort wouldn't even give them an immediate return because they've already given up that capital. Buy or sell, Bob, the Hawks are in a lose-lose situation right now with their star player.
I'm buying it 100%. Right now, they're the eighth seed. So they would be in the play-in fun. They were playing really well. They won at New York, I remember. And Trae Young likes to taunt, you know, Knicks fans. Then they lost like 8 or 9 in a row, kind of cratered a little bit, traded Hunter to Cleveland. Yeah, they're kind of in that no man's land of mediocrity. They're not really bad. They've never been really good. They had that little run in the bubble a couple years ago. Yeah, they're host. I'm buying it.
Over to the NFL, as usual, a handful of teams overachieved this past season will now be tasked with trying to follow that up, whether it's on their time or ahead of schedule in their eyes. Who could be in line for a major drop-off? Well, NFL writer Jeff Kerr lists a few teams here, starting with your biggest surprise of the past season, Minnesota, going 14-3. Other teams he lists here, Commanders, Steelers, Broncos, as all teams that could potentially fall off. But the last team he includes here, kind of interesting, the Colts only won 8 games last year. You're asking yourself, well, how much room is there to regress when you weren't even winning team to begin with? But he says, sure, they made changes defensively, new coordinator, but not sold on Richardson at quarterback, his health, or even when he does play, his overall skill set. Vinny, are you buying or selling that Indianapolis is currently in position to be even worse next season?
I'm not a fan of the quarterback. I think they could be, yes.
More of an injury thing with him, or just
I just don't think he's accurate. I don't think he throws. Kind of reminds you a little bit of maybe not as good as Justin Fields kind of guy. I'm just never, you know, and here's the other thing is like all those quarterbacks last year that turned out to be good, they all played like 5 years. Richardson, he only played a few games. The guys that play a few games in college, man, it takes them forever. Trey Lance and all those kind of guys.
Sure.
That's my thing.
We'll go over to baseball here, where the Marlins, speaking of rebuilds, they began their full-scale rebuild last year. Massive sell-offs at the deadline. Expectation is they'll be bottom feeders yet again in 2025. Among their notable remaining players of value, other guys who could be on the move, well, look no further than starting pitcher Sandy Alcantara, who was a Cy Young winner a few years back, but has had to recover from Tommy John surgery after missing all of 2024. What makes this interesting, though, is that he actually signed an extension back in 2021. That's even before he won Cy Young. So not only is he controllable through 2027, but he's doing it at a very friendly price compared to other top pitchers in the league. Buy or sell, Bob. Miami will pull the trigger on a deal with Alcantara this season, a trade we're talking about, even though there is, like I said, 3 years remaining of control.
Yeah, I'll buy it because they stink with him. And he's coming back, as you said, from Tommy John surgery. Boy, that's a trade if you could swing it. Insert team here where the upside is significant. You always got to worry about the Tommy John history, but then again, you know, look at Boston's rotation. Three of their projected five have all had Tommy John surgery. So, yeah, if I'm Miami, I'm pulling the trigger on the deal. It's not like people are going at 50,000 a clip to watch him pitch like old Mark the Bird Fidrich way back when. So, what do you think, Nolan? I don't know. If you're Mike Elias, hey. What do you think, over Miami? Would you like some little, how about some Cade Poe? Let's figure out a deal that would fleece them and benefit the Orioles.
Well, first thing I thought of was all the reports we heard about the Padres and what they wanted in return for Dylan Cease.
Right.
Now, I think maybe I'm wrong here, but we'd agree that Dylan Cease is better than Alcantara.
Yes.
But it's not a huge gap. So the controllable aspect, would that be a position where Elias would say yes to maybe some of those, you know, cursed ads of the world, you know, that they were off limits for the 1 year rental.
They wanted Westberg, which I'm 100%
he's not on the radar.
But cursed ad, I mean, Basayo, man, you're intrigued by that upside.
Mayo.
Mayo, especially with Mountcastle possibly walking here. Maybe Basayo plays first base. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Right. Because I get it for the rental. I won't argue about that, but, you know, controllable year. What would you trade these guys for? That's probably the better question for Elias. You know, what is your perceived value of these guys?
Tarek Skubal.
Maybe so.
I don't know. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
Wrap up shop here in the NFL. Matt Stafford's name. He's actually been thrown around in trade rumors here recently. Multiple reasons for this. First and foremost, they already announced that they're trying to sell Cooper Kupp. So that right there opened the door for further speculation with other players on the team. But it should also be noted that Stafford probably wants a pay boost here. There's not a lot of guaranteed money on his deal left. Did just lead him to the playoffs. They were very, very close, even if nobody wants to say it in hindsight. Very close to shocking the Eagles on the road there in the divisional round. But buy or sell, Vinny, the Rams would be foolish to blow things up fully right now.
No, I totally buy that 100%. I think they can win the division. The thing is he's making 35. He wants 55. You know, and I think his wife or whatever was talking, him and his wife were talking on a podcast or something, and they want him to be paid just like all the other quarterbacks, which in reality he should be. I mean, he's as good as, you know, as good as anybody else. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Rams do because they're not in a rebuild. I mean, their defense is good. And what do they do without Stat? That's the thing. You know, Bennett, the kid from Georgia, it's not going to be him. What are they going to do? Bring in Aaron Rodgers?
And oddly enough, you mentioned like rebuild there. The Rams never really fully paid the consequences of their all-in mentality. And it worked for them because they actually won the Super Bowl. But then at that point, everyone thought, all right, well, here comes the negative part of it. They're going to be dead for a couple years. And it never really happened.
No, I mean, they lucked out. They got Puka in the fifth round. Right. They got Williams in the fifth round. Verse in the second round. You know, I mean, they've hit.
Well, Verse was top 10 or 19, I believe. He was first round.
Oh, yeah.
But either, to your point, I think they missed the playoffs the year after they won the Super Bowl, but they've been in every year since and gave Philly all they could handle and then some in this year's, to your point, Vinny, you look at that division, Seattle, San Francisco, Arizona, I would project them, if Stafford stays, to be the favorites to win that thing.
No doubt.
In 2025. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Talk about that more. Eric Edholm and the NFL draft. Still a couple months away, but the combine coming up less than 2 weeks. Eric Edholm from NFL.com will go to the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw around 12:45. Feed you more football with NFL Lunch. Then we'll get to the Orioles lineup, matching it up with the Yankees around 1:15. And talk more Orioles with Matt Wyrick from the Baltimore Sun. Sagano was throwing. Everyone was impressed. Adley hit two bombs yesterday, one off of Grace. Jackson, one off of Suarez. So looks like he's not hurt. Was he ever hurt? It's the never-ending cycle that is the NFL, and that's exactly how Sheriff Goodell wants it. And here to talk about it from NFL.com, he is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Eric Edholm. Eric, first of all, good afternoon. How you feeling today?
Gentlemen, doing well. I'm feeling pretty good. The sun's out here, too. It's a crazy day, you know?
All right, let's talk. We were just talking about the Ravens last year, the pass rush in particular, and they were second in the NFL during the regular season in quarterback sacks, but it didn't really feel that way because I know the win rate wasn't great. Seemed like 2 years ago, 23, they were really more effective in that area. They have a lot, not a ton of needs, but some. They're at 27. We know this is a deep draft class for rush guys. I mean, can Baltimore get a dude? I mean, do you expect 13.5 from Van Noy again? I don't know. At 27, that can maybe not be plug and play, but come in and be, you know, his presence felt in the AFC North next season.
Yeah, I think there are a few players who potentially fit into that range. You know, I mean, we're probably at 27, or, you know, if you assume they can move up, they obviously are going to have quite a few picks and, you know, slide up a couple spots. I think the guys who are gone at that point, Abdul Carter is going to be a top four pick. You know, Jalen Walker figures to go somewhere in the top 10 or 12. Shamar Stewart, maybe the top 20. Mike Green from Marshall had a good Senior Bowl week. I think he's probably out of range for Baltimore. That's a guy that I think they would like a lot. So he's, you know, usually MAC players don't typically go that high. We saw Quinion Mitchell, a corner, go very high, or go in the 20s last year. But I think Green will challenge that and go above that range in a little bit. Michael Williams, probably the same sort of thing. Like right now, I would say he's probably off the board, but then you still are left with, I mean, it just speaks to the depth of this class at that position. I think Donovan Ezriaku from Boston College, a little more of the Van Noy type, I would say more of a linebackery build, but somebody who can absolutely get off to the quarterback. James Pierce, similar, a little longer from Tennessee. I would say he's one that certainly fits a Baltimore scheme pretty well as well. The kids from Ohio State, Tui Maloa and Jack Sawyer, probably on that first, second round cusp, so certainly in that range as well. And a few more that I think sort of go in that early part of round two, or at least, you know, somewhere in that range. So, yeah, I mean, you kind of have different body types, more of the leaner rusher probably likely to be available, depending on what they think of certain guys. But, yeah, I think this is, you know, once again, it seems like their needs and the draft strengths kind of line up with what Baltimore wants.
Eric, strong draft, average draft, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, edge is strong, running back, tight end, I think are really good groups. You know, corner DBs are pretty good, I would say, overall. I mean, more questions with injuries and things at corner, but still, I think that's a pretty strong position. But the O-line's a mixed bag. Quarterback is a mixed bag at best. Wide receiver is not the strength it was or has been traditionally the last almost, you know, I'd say 8 of the last 10 years we've had stronger wide receiver classes, just off the top of my head. But, you know, for comparison, I would say it's really not like what we've seen in recent years. Linebacker, safety, kind of okay. Defensive tackle, I think, is pretty good. I think there'll be some good players there. So, on the whole, it really depends on what you're looking for, but I would say it's kind of an average class. The top 10 really feels leaner than normal, even with some special prospects in this class.
Now, what about offensive tackle? Because the Ravens are going to probably need a starting right tackle. Is there depth there, you know, like second? I don't see them going in the first round, but I could see second, third round possibly.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably, you know, I think it's going to depend on team to team how they project these players, because a lot of the college tackles are going to be moving inside. Not a lot of them, but some of them are. Arontae Irsiri is obviously a kind of a Ravensy guy, massive right tackle type from Minnesota. you know, I would say he's a specimen that, that kind of fits their needs a little bit. He's a fascinating guy. He might be in that mid to late second round range. He could slip that far. I mean, Cameron Williams from Texas, I like. I think he's a decent player. He's got the mass to be a right tackle. Donovan Jackson, who played for Ohio State, filled in for Josh Simmons, who was their starter. Josh Simmons is going to probably do pretty well for himself in this draft. But I don't think Jackson goes too much farther after him. What I love about him is that, you know, I would have said he was a guard midway through the season. You know, that's the position he's played most. But he filled in for Simmons down the stretch at left tackle. Looked fantastic. I mean, it made me reevaluate what he was, the prospect. Now, I think he could end up going top 40 or so. So he's sort of on that cusp of where the Ravens might be in round two. And, you know, he's one that I like a lot.
Now, Eric, we haven't had to ask you ever before about this. What about what's the kicking depth?
Yeah, right. Obviously, with what's going on with Tucker, I mean, you have to, you know, you have to at least consider that. I mean, it's not like there's a kicking prospect that people are oohing and aahing over. The Florida State kid is interesting, and, you know, he might be draftable, but I usually try to catch up with some special teams coaches in Indy to kind of get more of the lowdown on the kicking situation or the punting situation. We even get draftable long snappers from time to time, but my general sense, without having done a lot of research on that group yet, I think it's a little bit of a down year for that.
What's this Tucker stuff you're talking about? He's Eric at home.
NFL. Yeah, don't
know. Yeah. Eric at home, NFL.com, Vinny and Haney. Last thing for you, Eric, because we know you're a busy guy. Give us one prospect, no matter the position, that you've identified as a true sleeper. Maybe not someone we'll even get into at any point as we talk about prospects, but someone you've already said, third round kind of watch, like a Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua sort of look out for this dude because everyone's sleeping on him right now.
Yeah, good question. I really like Andrew Bakuba from Texas. Now, he's more of a cornerback build. He's got a little leaner than you look for in a safety typically, but man, he just seemed to make plays every time I watched the Longhorns defense this year. He would show up at the right time in the right place, and you know, I kind of laugh with some friends in the draft industry because I'm like, man, safeties are tough for me. I've never had a great feel for that position. I've had to, you know, talk to DB guys and everything, but when I was down in Mobile and I tossed that name around to a few people who I think know defensive backs pretty well, they agree with me. So I felt better about that. But Makuba's one I really like. Jack Besh, the receiver from TCU via LSU, I mean, he showed out at the Senior Bowl and I thought may have changed his arc a little bit. So prior to the Senior Bowl, I would have said maybe third, fourth round. Now I would say a little higher, but I love the guy. I think you asked for a Puka-like guy. To me, Jack Besh is probably one of the closer Puka sort of clones in this draft, I guess.
Eric at home, NFL.com. Eric, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Eric at home, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you, take a trip through the Fun House, Nolan McGraw, NFL Lunch coming up, 1 o'clock, more football talk. We got the American League East, just the Orioles versus Yankees lineup. Who's more potent? Remember, Santander's in Toronto, Soto's with the Mets. Who gets affected the most? Matt Weirich will talk Orioles with him from the Baltimore Sun at 1:30. Is this rotation a problem area? Where's the strength of the team? From the Baltimore Sun, David Rubenstein said, nope, nothing to see here. We got plenty of money to spend. When's he going to start spending it? Next year might have to be the year because they have a ton of guys in the walk year of contracts. And eventually, when's the extension talks start with Adley and Gunner? Guessing Gunner is going to be more difficult to get done because Scott Boras doesn't play that. He's signing early. He's like, get the free agency and maximize your deal. Hello, Juan Soto.
Well, Bob, because what he said, I put it on because he says they can spend what they want. Basically, you know, I put it on kind of Elias is the one who's, you know, handing out the cash. So because like Rubenstein said, He doesn't know. He just listens to his baseball
right.
people.
I mean, Elias would be like, hey, we should offer this guy $5 zillion, and he'll go either yes or no.
Right.
But it sounds like He's all about, yeah, sure. If
right.
you think it's going to make
I'm 76 years old and
we want to win a World Series. Yep. But Burns, getting back to him real quick, he took less to go to where he wanted to go, but still got paid handsomely in Arizona. So he got the best of both worlds and wish him the best too. Nolan, how you feeling over there?
Feeling all right. I mean, the Burns thing, kind of conflicting reports still between what he's saying and what's out there. I mean, he claims there wasn't a serious offer, but it wasn't actually in writing. Oh. Yeah, that maybe that it was verbally discussed, but there wasn't a concrete figure that came
from
the Orioles.
Dumb and Dumber IOU.
Right.
IOU $500 million.
So, I mean, depending on who you believe, I mean, the Orioles had conversations. Did they know the entire time that it wasn't worthwhile because he had his mindset in stone? Could be. I mean, it's over and done with now.
It's a moot point right now. No doubt.
That's one where Elias just calls it, what's range are you in, you know, when you're talking to the agent, you know, and then you kind of got to, we can be in that range.
All right, here's my range. I'm in my front yard right now. Is the rain? I can see the training camp or spring training from my binoculars here in the front yard. But anyway, we'll talk more Orioles. Matt Weirich, we have time for a quick funhouse or no?
Quick Draws Funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Speaking of the Burns situation, texter here. Says, not retaining Corbin Burns was disappointing but understandable. However, if they were seemingly willing to give him close to what he got from Arizona, where else is that money going now? They didn't target any of the next tier of starters in free agency, went straight to the one-year veteran deals, not seeing that money allocated elsewhere.
I think that's going to have to be next offseason.
They got a plan, man. And like, Bob, you keep mentioning that they got these young guys that are coming up. You just can't, well, we're going to go pay this guy, you know, 5 years, $200 million. And then, oh, damn, now we got to pay. We don't have any money to pay our guys.
Right. And they're going to be in a situation, as we've talked about, too. And we'll talk more with Matt about it. Matt Weirich. They got a lot of guys leaving.
Yeah.
They have a ton of expiring contracts. So somebody's going to get that money. I don't know what the total free agent list looks like for the offseason of 25 into 26, but they got plenty of money. They're going to need to start spending money. Would you prefer, I'm just asking the fans, to keep the in-house guys, take care of them first, then peruse, or if you can do it, get them all. I mean, the Dodgers almost literally signed everyone who was a free agent this offseason. Do you want them to get to that level? Keep in mind, there's a CBA that's about to be renegotiated. And I'm guessing all the owners are going to start pushing for a salary cap, which will never happen, by the way.
Floor
has to be part of reality here, right?
Well, the players would want that.
Yeah, then everybody's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Mike in Forest Hills says the Orioles are, in fact, spending. Look at all the upgrades they want to make to Camden Yards, state-of-the-art Prospect Academy. Just because it's not necessarily being spent on player payroll doesn't mean they aren't investing in the betterment of the franchise.
Look, they spent dough in the international signing. One of those signees, Samuel Bassaia, is one of the top prospects in all of baseball. And you'll probably see him swing a bat for the Orioles this year, definitely. Because Gary Sanchez, another one of the one-year guys, is the backup catcher. The improvements to Camden Yards are nice, but I'd prefer to see a World Series game at Camden Yards with all the amenities that go along with it. David Rubenstein's not even a year into the ownership regime, and it's the same old Orioles. They're cheap. They're one of the favorites to win their division. I don't know what to tell you. Just don't even watch the games and just listen to the fan every morning at 10 and we'll tell you what they did. And if they lose, call in and go, I told you so.
Bob, it reminds me of what Loxley said. You know, this nice new building we got here. No, I'd rather have the old building and have money to spend on players.
Yeah, $3 million for the old Colt Fieldhouse. Yeah, how about give me that for NIL cash?
Also, what
I'd go buy a total gym.
What is there to celebrate with, you know, spending money on improving the stadium? I mean, that money was there the whole time. It was gifted money from the state.
We're paying for that, right?
Somebody's, yeah. It all comes back to the taxpayer in the end, I'm sure. whether they'd say it or not.
Sure.
But yeah, that was allocated money. It's not like they're picking from the same pool of
money. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know it's only been not even 2 years, but once they agreed to a lease,
yes,
the money, because the Ravens jumped right on that $5 million and have already invested it into M&T, Orioles are about to make that same thing happen.
Right. I mean, that's like the bare minimum. They should be doing that.
Right.
It's not really, you know, throw a party over type
of
thing.
Okay, all right.
Well, you know, everything's fine.
They're
going to win the World Series. Yeah, I mean, the Orioles have never done anything wrong in their history.
Nobody's saying that they're doing things all right, but Jesus, you think they're going to lose 108 games this year?
Never said that. This text here, one last one on Maryland. We can all agree that's good. Says, is this Maryland team definitively better than 2016 that made the Sweet 16 or the 2020 team that never even got a shot? Texter goes on to say, only weakness I see is possibly bench, but other side of the coin is they might have the best starting five in the country.
That 2016 team, in the grand scheme of things, was underachievers. I mean, they were picked, they were number two in the rankings at one point. They were picked to be one of the final four favorites, and they kind of flatlined midseason, did get to their Sweet 16, but didn't really overwhelm. They played two double-digit seeds to get to Louisville, and then Kansas blew them out. 2020, it's the what-if team. They had two NBA players on that team, Aaron Wiggins and Jalen Smith. Derek Queen's an NBA guy. I mean, how many NBA players are on this year's Maryland team? It's a veteran team. They've remade themselves. They don't turn the ball over. They play great defense for the most part. And boy, night and day shooting the basketball compared to where they were last year, where they could not shoot at all. So definitively better? I don't know. Sweet 16, now it's Sweet 16 or bust. They lose in the second round, we're all going to be running hot that next week. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch coming up next. Compare the Orioles lineup, which was hot in the first half, against the Yankees lineup, which was hot all year long. Well, Aaron Judge goes into these long swoons. But anyway, you get the point, heading into this season. And Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talk about the birds down there. Spring training, full squad workout today. Opener against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you think people are complaining about the Orioles not doing enough? The Pirates fans at FanFest were screaming, sell the team.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.